Hello and welcome to our final in this series in Psalm 119. Today we're going to look at extra verses, verses 153 through 176. Now we mentioned all the way through this study that the focus here is on prayer. The whole chapter here is David's prayer. As we look at this portion of Scripture, and we could do the same thing throughout this whole prayer, we see that David has a very serious focus on himself. He says, "Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word." Then he compares himself, "Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes," sort of like what I do, David is saying here. "Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet I do not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts, and quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever." Well, first verse here, he didn't say something about himself. 13 times in this little portion of Scripture, David says, it's all about me. Then we look at 161, or beginning at 161 through, it says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love." He's sort of like saying, how come you're not answering my prayer? 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Give peace, great peace rather, have they which love thy law. Nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways were before thee. And so 11 times here in this portion of Scripture, once again, the focus, well, it's all about me. 169, "Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, my soul, and it shall praise thee. Let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments." 15 times in this portion of Scripture, he says, it's all about me. Now, back in 153, he said, "Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law." Now, we've got to stop and remember that David was just a young fella, and his affliction, it wasn't the Philistines, it wasn't those enemies of God, it was the king, God's king, king of Israel, that was firing his spear at him when he was playing his harp. David was doing nothing wrong. He was doing everything right. The Bible says several times he behaved himself wisely. So he said, "Consider my afflictions." You can understand why David is focusing on himself. And once again, here, he's just a young fella. Now, we need to understand that delays are not denials. Here he is out here in God's wilderness training program. Oh, we'd like to be, you know, I think he's thinking this time, boy, I could be back there in the palace. I could be the king. I could be sitting on my throne eating grapes while a couple of servants are fanning me. That would be a whole lot better than this wilderness. No, it wouldn't, David, because once he did get in there, you remember, he got into serious trouble. he started acting like all the kings. He started gathering a bunch of wives and concubines and got himself into some serious problems. Actually, he was better off in the wilderness. Now, we look in the Bible and we see Joseph. He had to spend time in the pit and time in the prison before he got into the palace. Moses, 40 years in the wilderness. Didn't take very long to get Moses out of Egypt, but it took 40 years to get Egypt out of Moses. Then, of course, here, this portion of Scripture, David, even Paul the Apostle, when he first was saved there on the Damascus Road, read the timeline in his history, and he was in God's wilderness training program before he was used of God. Now, one verse here that is very positive, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. And so once again, we're seeing here that even with his up and down experiences here, and I think we all have them if we're honest, we'll admit that, he stops to say seven times a day, do I praise thee. Once again, his whole prayer is a prayer of agreeing with God over and over again. He says, you know, God, you're doing the right thing. I agree with your judgments. Then he said in verse 76, as he concludes this whole portion of Scripture in his prayer, he said, I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. And so we need to understand that prayer is not an escape mechanism from trials, but rather the power for spiritual growth in the middle of the conflict, facing the conflict as we go along. Prayer also is simply an agreeing with God. We need to stop and agree with God. We don't like what we're going through right now in the wilderness. It's a training program for something in the future. We just need to, like Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. If you look at the hymns that we sing, most of them, like Day by Day and With Each Passing Moment, Strength I Find to Meet My Trials Here, the lady that wrote that, her father had drowned just before she wrote that poem. You get all kinds of hymns that were written because of poor health, like Great Is Thy Faithfulness, and I Love to Tell the Story. What a Friend We Have in Jesus. He was going through trials when he wrote that. He Giveth More Grace When the Burden Grows Greater. How about Spafford when he wrote Peace Like a River? He had lost everything he owned in a Chicago fire, and then his daughters were all drowned in a shipwreck. And while he was at that spot, he wrote Peace Like a River. Peace Like a River. And so here's the whole focus here. God says, I want you to handle the circumstances. You don't learn how to sail a ship on calm water. And the whole purpose behind of all of our trials is that God might be glorified through them. Our lives living in such a manner that we can honestly say, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Well, this concludes our series in Psalm 119. I feel like we've hardly touched the surface of this chapter. However, I hope it has been of some help. Be sure and tune in for our next program.